Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose, Sweet Hour of Prayer radio broadcast. We thank God for each of you that have tuned in this evening and that's joining us for this powerful and anointed time of prayer where we have prayer warriors and ministers that are going to come together in unity to be able to pray for our families, for our communities, for our ministries, for our nation, and for this world. We don't count this as we count this as a unique and divine opportunity, and we don't count it any less than that, praise God, because we know the power of prayer and coming into agreement. And the Word of God tells us that man ought always to prayer. And there is no better time than now to join together in unity to be able to lift up our prayers and our prayer needs and prayer requests to our Most High God. So we thank God. Tonight we have mighty prayer warriors, men and women of God in the house that don't mind going to the throne of grace in prayer and know the power of prayer. So we thank God for our prayer warriors, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, Elder Hilton Britt, Mother Pat Gallo, Prophetess Cecilia Cushing, and Elder Maddie Green, as we join together to put the 10,000 times 10,000 of the enemy to flight this evening. And we just give God the praise, knowing that he hears and he answers our prayers. And we are looking forward to the miracles and signs and wonders that will follow. But before we get started tonight, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and we're going to do just that, praise God. Then we'll go ahead and get started with our individual and personal prayer needs. So if you have a prayer request or a prayer need even for another person, I'm going to ask after we complete this song that you press 1 on your dial pad. We're going to document your prayer request and make sure that it gets lifted up in prayer. Let's take the time to praise God and share that my God is an awesome God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why
somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy
come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
awesome.
Celebrate the awesomeness of our God. He is truly a mighty, great, wonderful, oh yes he is, and faithful God. And we give him all the praise, we give him the honor, and we give him all the glory. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise tonight. We welcome you. We welcome your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We welcome, Lord God, your Shekinah glory, and we ask that you fill the atmosphere, Lord God. Fill the atmosphere with your presence. Fill the atmosphere with your glory. Lord God, we ask that you just, Lord, lean over the banisters of heaven and give ear, Father God, to the prayers that, Lord God, we will bring before you tonight. We know that you are God that not only hears, but you answer our prayers. So, Lord, we ask as well that as the word is spoken, that your word goes forth and it will not return void, but accomplish everything in every life and in every instance, Father, that it is purpose to accomplish. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, it's prayer time, saints. Hallelujah. And if there is the one on the call or those on the call tonight that have a personal prayer request, or if you have a prayer request for someone else, I'm going to ask that you press 1 now on your dial pad, and we will make sure to lift these prayer requests up tonight as we go to the throne of God and his throne of grace in prayer. I'm going to ask personally, there is a little boy that is 9 years old that I don't know his name, but this information was shared with me earlier this evening. He has been diagnosed with cancer has had multiple surgeries and facing surgery. We want to keep him lifted up in prayer. There's also a young lady by the name, her name is Dr. Crystal Chanel. She was recently diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a form of cancer. She's asking that we lift her up. I will also ask for continued prayers for my aunt, Norma Marie Moore, who is in critical care in Nashville, Tennessee. She is battling leukemia. And we will also ask for prayer for Andre Moore, who has recently, our uncle, who has recently had open heart surgery. And let me say also, we thank God for each one of you that prayed for us while we were away out of town with family this past week. We thank God for your prayers. We felt your prayers. And we give God the praise for you. Let's go ahead and go to the lines right now. Caller number 3925, praise God. What is your prayer request this evening? Go right ahead.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is Prophetess Cecilia. My prayer request is for my cousin Christina. She was diagnosed with cancer. I believe it's ovarian cancer, and it has metastasized to her stomach, her chest, and now in her neck, and they're only giving her 60 days to live. So that is Christina. She's Ruby's granddaughter. She's Wanda's daughter, Ruby's granddaughter. Okay. So Christina.
Amen. Christina. Thank you, Prophetess. Yes, and we went and lift her up in prayer. Yes. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And thank you for sharing that prayer with
you.
Is there another? All right, caller number 57. 57, 51. Go right ahead, please. Can you hear us?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Good
Thank
evening.
You for
God,
for
bless.
My, God bless you. Praise God. Thank you for prayer for my husband's cousin, Roy. Do guys have stomach cancer?
Your husband's cousin, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Do you know his name?
Roy.
Roy?
His name is Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And we will certainly lift him up in prayer as well. And thank you for sharing that prayer request. God bless you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you. God bless you. Is there another tonight? Anyone else with a personal prayer request? Amen. Praise God. Caller 3258, you're live. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I'm asking prayer for my Ruby Davis.
Amen. Hey, all right, amen. Praise God, Elder Green.
God bless you.
Aunt Ruby Davis, amen. Praise God. We've got her name down. Thank you so much. And God bless you tonight.
God bless you.
Amen. Caller number 4294. Go right ahead, please.
God bless you. Greetings from Lake Charles. This is Associate Pastor Manley. I would just like to ask a prayer request. How you doing, Pastor?
Amen. God bless you, Associate Pastor. Praise God for you. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to ask the body of Christ, please pray for me and my husband as we'll be on the road in the next few couple of days. Ask for traveling grace against all that's out there, and we appreciate it so much. Thank y'all.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We will certainly keep you all lifted up in prayer and lift you up in prayer regarding your travels. Yes. Amen. Are there any additional prayer requests this evening? Amen. Praise God. Also, I want to certainly ask for prayer as well for my sister-in-law, Mary Britt, regarding her health and just continued healing on her behalf. Praise God. I want to lift up also my mom, Constance Britt, as well, and keep her lifted in prayer, as well as our family. And we thank God again for each one of you as we pray for you also and your family.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. We're going to get started. We're going to start out tonight with Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, followed by Mother Pat Gallo, followed by Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, followed by Elder Maddie Green. And then closing us out this evening will be Elder Hilton Britt, praise God. So we will go ahead and get started. And as we approach the throne of grace in the posture of prayer, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go ahead, Associate Pastor Manley. You have the mic.
Good evening, good evening. Good evening. God bless you, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa, and thank God for all the ministers and women and men of God on the line tonight. God bless you. I pray that you got your praise on today, because I know I did. That was an awesome praise song that Pastor put on. So thank you. God is he is an awesome God. My scripture tonight comes from Acts 2, 38 through 41. That's Acts 2, 38 through 41. And it thus reads, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First of all, we know we should pray for the lost, because that is our Father's heart. God has a heart for lost people. And the Bible says God desires for all men or all humans to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's from 1 Timothy 2 and 3. It also says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So we should take no pleasure in anyone going down or anyone not reaching the goal of seeing Jesus Christ. We should grieve as much as Christ grieved in the Bible, in his soul, in his stomach. It grieves our Father when people die without knowing Christ. He is not wanting any of us to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And finally, we should pray for the lost because of their condition. The world is in a bad condition, saints. The lost are spiritually blind and captured by Satan and condemned and bound for a hopeless hell. Let me say that again. The lost are spiritually blind, captive to Satan, and condemned and bound for a hopeless hell. Don't let anyone tell you any difference. There is a hell, and those who do not know Jesus Christ are captivated by Satan, and they are doomed to this place. But what is the answer, Pastor? Let us pray. Let us pray for our people. Oh, Father God,
Amen.
Those of you who can, bow your heads in honor to God, in respect to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Father God, we give all honor unto you, the giver of all life in heaven and earth. Father God, open our eyes to see the misery and the desperation of the lost. Hallelujah. And we pray for the lost to have their eyes opened to their need for Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Somebody out there needs Jesus. Give us, Father God, the compassion to see them as people without God and without hope. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, Father God. And forgive us, Father God, of our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Forgive us of our sins from being judgmental or indifferent to a hurting world, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Forgive us if we have turned our back or turned our head or said, Father God, that we don't care what happens to those who don't know God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Forgive us of this sin. And let us be the light that you have ordained for us to be, Father God, where we can find a way to give you glory, Father God, and find a way to illuminate the way of the lost back to Jesus. Father, we pray that you would remove the blinders from their eyes. Lord, we ask for open doors and open windows for opportunities to share the gospel, Father God, without argument. Hallelujah, Lord God. Open the doors, Father God, and the windows, Father God, for the opportunities, Father God, that we may speak truth to a dying world. Father God, open the door in their hearts for Jesus to walk in. Hallelujah, Lord God. Someone needs Jesus just to walk right on into their heart tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father, continue to give us favor. That's right, favor to speak Christ to our friends and our family and our friends, Father God, and our neighbors, Father God, and anyone not know you for the pardoning of their sins. Father God, give us a bold faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, make us bold. Strengthen our backs, Father God. Gird up our fronts, Father God. Give us a boldness to share the gospel with those that don't know you, Father God, when the opportunity arises in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let us know that everywhere we go, Father God, that we can be like you, Father God, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, we know when Jesus sent his disciples out, he told them, Father God, but when they hand you over, don't you worry about how or what you are to speak. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about how you're going to do it or what you're going to say, for you will be given what to say at that hour. Thank you, Jesus, because it isn't you speaking, but it will be the speaking of your Father who is in heaven through you. Thank you, Jesus. The same God that spoke through the disciples can speak again through us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said the same God that spoke through the disciples in the Bible will again speak through us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for blessing those, Father God, tonight, Lord God, that the pastor has called out who need healing in their bodies, Father God. We rebuke cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We rebuke tumors right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We rebuke tremors right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We rebuke anything that is crooked to be demanded to be straight right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Everything that's not like God must bow down right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. It must walk in the accordance of the will of God since the beginning of time, Father God. Hallelujah to your powerful name. Hallelujah to your gracious name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your healing power, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Father, we don't know the names of everyone out there who needs a healing tonight, Lord God. But, Lord God, you said that you know every hair on our head, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. That means that you have an intimate relationship with us, Father God. Yes. You know us, Father God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our very feet, Father God. Hallelujah, yes. Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. All we have to do is think upon the goodness of God, Father God, and you show up in our lives, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone tonight that's feeling something that's not right in their bodies, Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. For we know, Father God, that you bless and heal the sick. For it is your will that we be in good health. Hey, God, it is your will, Father God, that we be in good health and prosper in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for these prayers, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. We're not going to wait until we see something, Father God. We're going to praise you right now in the name of Jesus. I said I'm going to give you an advanced praise right now in the name of Jesus. For everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you're about to do in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you so much. To God be all the glory.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Associate Pastor Manley, for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God. Mother Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
And I thank God bless you.
Another opportunity to come together and to pray. And not only just pray, but also have an air of expectation that our prayers are already answered. Tonight, my scripture is Mark, the 14th chapter, the 38th verse. It says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. As I meditated on that word, sometimes we get so busy, and the Lord said, go pray. And then we say, no, I'm going to go do this first. That's not what God wants to do. It says, at times, our spirit must demand supreme over our flesh. The Lord commands us to watch and pray.
Amen.
It is critical, crucial time to obey when he say go and pray. We are at a pivotal time that the enemy is raging. He's coming against our family, our home, the government, and the list can go on and on. But we thank God that as believers, God is calling us, his people, to pray. Not everybody called his people. Only those that accepted his son and living for him, and they know his voice, that he's calling us. We are the one he says, pray. Pray, pray. When we will see things change, situations averted, because the saints are praying and they are believing God. And God has given us the power. He has given us the authority to use his name, to use his word, and to use his blood against situations, because we know it's the blood of Jesus that allow us to even come before the Father and in his name and through his blood. I want us to praise God. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Yes.
Your name is due all the honor and all the praises, oh God. We thank
Amen.
You tonight, Father God, that your name shall be glorified above all. And it's in your name that you've given us authority. You say whatever we shall bind, it should be bound mm-hmm. in heaven as well as in earth. I want to say this to those praying for the ones that have cancer. Cancer is a name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to those cancer on every person that was named tonight that had cancer.
Yes,
we speak
Lord,
to
yes.
it in the name of Jesus, and we command Jesus. You to dry up, to wither,
yes.
dissipate, and we cast
yes.
you out of those people's bodies
yes.
in the name of Jesus. And Father,
yes.
we lose your anointing for healing and for deliverance. And it's in the name of Jesus. And it is by his stripes. Because the word of God says we are healed by the
yes.
stripes of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, because you are no respect of person. You did it for me 2 times, and you can do it for those that are crying out for their families. And standing
yes.
in the gap, believing, Father God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, for everything that you are doing in this sweet hour of prayer. It is
Amen.
An honor to be called on your master's name. It's an honor, oh God, to have faith to believe,
yes.
oh God, and not doubt in our heart that your
Amen.
Word will turn back to you, boy. But it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. We thank
yes.
you, Father God, for your peace that passes all understanding. You've given us your peace, oh God. You've given us your word that we can sustain the victories that you have already given us in Jesus' name. We thank you for every weapon that you have given us. Father, you have given us the whole armor of you to be able to stand. To stand against the adversary. And Lord, Father God, because you have given the armor, you say we gird our loins with the belt of truth. And we holding on to the truth of your word that has been established in the heavens and in the earth. And Father, as we meditate day and night upon your word, we will be made successful in our calling. We will be successful in our assignment before you. That you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your word is a light unto our path. You ordain our steps, oh God. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Father, for the helmet of salvation. That as we cover our mind, our will, our emotion, and our intellect, with the helmet of salvation, we will not allow the enemy to toil with our mind because it's protected, Father. We thank you for
yes.
the breastplate of righteousness because you call us a holy nation, a royal priesthood before you. And we thank you, Father God, that you have set us in heavenly places with your son.
Yes.
And you say
yes.
greater works that we be able to do because your son went back unto you and sent the power of his Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost up in us and on us and with us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, for the shield of faith. Father, I know
yes.
your word says when the Son of Man come back, will he find faith upon the earth? And Father, I
yes.
do believe we are all able to say yes, Lord. We have faith to believe you no matter what it looks like. No matter
Amen.
What we go through, whatever's coming up, we have faith to believe that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us, that you will always be with us, and that your word will be the light that we need to be able to stand in Jesus' name. Then, Father
Amen.
God, we thank you for the sword of the Spirit. All of
yes.
it is your word, the sword that is sharp, oh God. And we use it to dice the enemy, oh God, and decree and declare, Satan, it is written that we as believers should not live by bread, physical bread alone, but Lord, we will live by every word that proceeded from your mouth, oh God. And as we eat
Amen.
Your word, live in your word, walk in your word, oh God, the devil has no authority over us in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you again as we lift up the ministry, Father, a divine anointing and appointment upon new season's ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you open doors that no man can close, and you close every door that needs to be closed, oh God. And that, Lord,
Amen.
Father God, in so timely that there are souls coming in and looking for the leaders. Leaders like Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa that has the word rooted and grounded in them. And that, Father
Amen.
God, your anointing be upon them in the name of Jesus. Your word says that the yokes will be destroyed. And, Father,
yes.
people are coming in with so many baggages upon them. And they need to know that these things can be broken through the word of God as they minister your word with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost and with no compromising, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father God, I lift up everyone that's on this line tonight. I ask you, Father God, to keep them covered under the blood of
yes.
your son.
Yes.
And not only
yes.
them, but every person that is connected to them. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. And it is
in
power
the,
in
Jesus.
Your blood. Your power
yes.
is in the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lamb of
yes.
God. Power that
yes.
cleanses from everything that's not of you. Power to
mm-hmm.
restore us. Power to protect us. Power to provide for us. Power,
yes.
Lord. Power in the blood. And, Lord, I
yes.
thank you again that every person that has a prayer request, that the answer is on the way, oh God, because you say your word will not return back to your board, but it will accomplish what you say it sent it out to do. And your word says we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are in you, and we know that you will always be with us. And for that, oh
yes.
God, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Hey, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank God, thank God for you, Mother Pat. Thank
amen.
God for that anointing. And we join with you and stand in agreement in Jesus' name with every one of those prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We give God the praise. I'm going to ask at this time our prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Praise God. Praise God. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear
amen.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Bless you all. My scripture this evening is Psalms 46, 1 through 7. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore,
amen.
Will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Salah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen
amen.
Raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. So,
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. The strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is our
yeah.
refuge and our strength. When we've come to the end of ourselves, when we've come to the end of ourselves, God is our strength. Hallelujah. He is our refuge. He is our very present help. So I'm going to pray about strength. Glory be to God. Dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We thank, we praise, we adore you. We magnify, we glorify your holy name. It is in you
yes.
that we live, move, and have our being. Father God, we thank you for those who are on the line on this evening, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would continue to give us strength, Father God, strength to run this race called life, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to be with those who are on the prayer list on this evening, Father. Cancer is disease, Father God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we ask that you would remove the disease from the bodies of those who are on the prayer list on this evening, Father God. Those
Amen.
Who have ailments in their bodies, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we know that you are the balm in Gilead, Father God. So we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For healing, Father God. For healing the bodies. For healing the minds. No matter what the doctors say, you have the final say-so. So we thank you,
Amen.
Father God, for the healing, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. You know the names that are on the list, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. We ask that you will just continue to cover, to strengthen, hallelujah, Jesus, everyone who's on the line, Father God, every family that's represented on the line, every ministry
yes.
that's represented on the line, Father
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance. Yes, Father God. Yes. They're fresh. Yes. Father God, that they give you continually, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you will continue to strengthen them and their ministry and their family, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank
yes.
you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for there is none like you. As the song says, searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Search high and low, still couldn't find nobody. There's nobody greater than you, God. So we thank you, God.
Yes.
We praise you. We adore you. We magnify. We glorify your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for renewed strength. We thank you for renewed strength, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter what it looks like with our physical eyes, no matter what it feels like in our
mm-hmm.
physical bodies, we thank you
yes.
for renewed strength in the spirit. Hallelujah,
Thanks.
Jesus. God, you're so worthy. You're worthy of all
Amen.
The praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, we praise you. We submit our mind, our will, our emotions over to you, God, for you to use as you please, Father God, so that you can get all the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify and we glorify your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, again
yes.
for that anointed prayer as well. We give God the praise. Oh, yes, we do. God bless you. Thank you, all of our prayer warriors. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green. Just one moment. Let me dispatch you right on in. Praise God. We thank God for all of the prayer warriors as they have taken the time out and know the importance of prayer to our Most High God. Elder Green, praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right. God be the glory. And God bless your ministry and both pastors. I'll be coming
Thank
from
you.
John, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 8th, skipping through to the 11th verse at the beginning. For I have given them the words which thou hast given me, and they have received them and have known them surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all minds are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Verse 15, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from evil. They are not of
Amen.
The world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Go down to verse 21 through 23. 22, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and glory which thou gave me, I have given them, that they might be one even as we are one. Our Heavenly Father, we come unto thee. O Lord, I pray. We are seeking your face, dear God. We are seeking your kingdom. We believe in thy word. We are standing on thy word. O Lord, have mercy. We believe that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Our Father, we need your healing right now in our mind, body, and soul. O Lord, have mercy. Dear God, take care of the caretakers who is watching over your people, dear God. Give them the strength, dear God, to keep on loving and caring for them. O God, have mercy. Keep them strong, that they stand strong in the faith, in your word, believing in every promises, that it's God's will or whatever trial and tests we go through in life. But we are lifting up one another in love, and we believing and we are standing on your word. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for families, dear God, for peace and comfort in families, dear God, for to bring them closer together, dear God, and believe that there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for the nation, that they will learn to put their trust in you and not in everything else of materialistic or man. Oh, God, have mercy. We are praying for the church to come together in one faith and one baptism, believing that God is the one that fills us with the Holy Spirit, that we are his children. We are children of a day and children of a night. And we believe that the ministry and the gifts that God has used us is for to help the people in this world to see Christ Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for everyone that's sick tonight, dear God, that you will hold on to their faith, dear God. Renew their strength in their body, dear God, that through the suffering they are going through right now, dear God, that they believe that there is only one God, one Lord, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, that as they go through, dear God, and when you decide to heal their body, it will be healed. Believe that he is a healer. Believe that he is a redeemer. Believe that he can do it. Believe that he will do it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you doubt him. Just have faith. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, for traveling mercy for those who are traveling to and from, dear God. Put your love and arm, protection arm around them. Protect them from all evil. Oh, God, have mercy. And, dear God, we want to say thank you. We give you honor and praise, for you brought us out. You brought us through. And we're going to pray for one another and love one another the way that you have said in thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green, again for that anointed, powerful prayer. We thank God for every prayer that is being lifted up tonight. We're going to go ahead and go to Elder Hilton Britt at this time. Praise God. Elder Hilton, can you hear me? Thank God.
Good evening, Pastor Constance, Pastor Jasper. We pray the Lord bless and keep you all and continue to bless New Season's ministry and prosper it and watch over his word to perform it in you all's life. We pray the blessings of the Lord upon each and every person upon this line in Jesus' name.
Yes,
may the blood of Jesus cover you, and the Lord watch over his word in each of your lives to perform it and to perfect it in Jesus' name. We're going to look at Mark 11, 22 and 23. I have a couple of scriptures. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the midst of the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he saith, that they shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. We want to go over to the Old Testament quickly in Exodus, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come mm-hmm. down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. This is Amen. The season of the Passover that many call Easter, and it's a holy season. It's the season that the Passover lamb himself was crucified, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which has taken away the sin of the world for all humanity, who became our sin offering, who Amen. Gave us the gift of eternal life, who has given us every blessing that is in the heavenly realm that the Father God purchased, that he purchased for us through the Father God by the blessing that he has imparted unto us, even life more abundantly, even eternal life, the life which is the God-type life, which is our portion, which we will inherit. So we thank the Lord for the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is yes. resident upon everyone who calls upon his name. As many as shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus is yet moving by his holy word and to the lives of as many as will trust in him. So we pray right now for everyone who is upon this line, for the salvation of your soul, not only your soul, but for each member of your family that is in your home, that by the blood of the Lamb of God, which taketh away our sins, that you have been a redeemed people, that the yoke and the oppression and the power of sin and death and hell has been broken from your lives in Jesus' name, by the Spirit of the living God, by the Word of God. For he sent his word to bring healing unto you. For as many as received him, he has given the right, the ability, the power to become the sons of God, born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God's will. For God sent his Son into this earth realm to redeem a people unto himself, called by his name, purchased by his precious blood, redeemed by his Holy Spirit. And his Spirit is yet moving in this earth realm, breaking down all the strongholds and barriers and anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the living God in Jesus' name. We declare it right now that the people of God are free people, are loose people, are blessed people. As many as received him, we are walking in his will, under the authority of his precious blood, under the authority of his Holy Spirit, under the authority of his word. And we are receiving that word. And his word is going forth. And we declare it in the north, the south, the east, and the west. And the strongholds of darkness are being broken from the lives of the people of God. And the powers of darkness are being arrested and trodden under the feet of the saints. And the church of God is embracing his word. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're not looking unto the left or to the right, but we're looking straight on up unto you. We are submitting ourselves to you, Lord Jesus, hungering and thirsting Amen. After your righteousness, O God, hungering and thirsting after your word, delighting in the things, O God, that are good and honorable, the things that are noble, the things that are true, the things that are just and more excellent, the things that make for the God-type life, Lord. O Lord, we thank you for your holy word, O Lord, because your word, O Lord, is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path, O God. Your word is that which breaks down the strongholds of darkness. Your word is that which gives us life, yes, even in the God-type life, the more abundant life, O God. And so we are standing upon that faithfulness of your word, Lord. We're standing upon the reality of your word, being at work by your power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, moving through the lives of your people, O Lord, breaking down any resistance, breaking down every spirit of darkness, Lord, everything that will exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, O Lord, in the lives of your people, O God, and in this earth realm, Lord. We have chosen you, Lord. We have exalted you and given you the high place in our hearts and in our minds and in our wills, O Lord. And we, O God, will not turn away, O Lord, but we bow the knee unto you, Lord, that your will be done, that your kingdom come in this earth realm as it is in heaven above, O God, and that the glory of the Lord will fill your temple, and we are that temple, O God, and that the glory of the Lord will fill the earth even as the waters do cover the sea, O God, and that your will is being accomplished, O God. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we hear, but we are moved by what thus saith the Lord, Lord. We're moved by the Holy Spirit of the living God, living and moving in the midst of us, O God. We thank you, Lord, that at the declaration of your word, at the prayers of the saints and the cries of your people, O God, that your word is going forth, Lord, and that transformation is coming into the lives of your people, O God. O Lord, you sent your word again forth to heal us, O God. So we declare your word again, Lord, that it is moving in the hearts, minds, and the bodies of your people, O Lord, and that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow the declaration and the proclamation of your word, O Lord, in the hearts and minds of your people. And a lost people, O Lord, will see the light of the glorious gospel, O Lord, shining forth, Lord, within their hearts, Lord, and the spirits of darkness, O Lord, again will be broken and put to flight, O God. O Lord, we pray for this nation, Lord. We pray that, O God, we humble ourselves again under your holy word and under your holy will and name, Lord Jesus. Forgive us the sins, O God, of the people, O Lord. Deliver us, O Lord, from the evils of this society, O God. And let your name again, Lord, be exalted, Lord. Let your word be exalted. Let repentance, O Lord, break forth in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, that men, O Lord, will see, O Lord, and hear the glorious gospel, O Lord, and declare, what must I do to be saved, O Lord? Their hearts will be convicted and pricked, O God, by your Holy Spirit, and they will bow the knee and acknowledge you, O God, as their blessed Redeemer, as their Savior, as their Deliverer, as their Lord, O Lord, and be transformed and renewed by your Holy Spirit and by your precious blood. In Jesus' holy name we pray. O God, we pray, O Lord, again for every one who is sick or diseased, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word and the power of your name, that you are the Lord who heals us, O Lord, that you sent your word and you heal everyone, O God, as many have come to you by faith, O Lord. So no matter what the abnormality may be, O God, you are yet faithful and true. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, O God. You are working mightily, O God, by the power of your holy word, Lord. And for this we give you glory. For this we give you honor. For this we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. You alone are faithful and true. And we bless your holy name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Hilton, for that anointed prayer as well. And God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. To God be the glory. We thank God again for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. I would like to go ahead and specifically pray as well for the prayer request that came at the onset of the program. So I'm going to ask if you will bow your head with us. We know our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ is the great physician. Amen. And no matter what the situation or circumstances, no matter what the diagnosis may say, we choose to believe the report of the Lord. The scripture, bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is in us. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord who forgives our iniquities and heals, not some, praise God, but heals all of our diseases, praise God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, as we lift up these prayer requests to you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for Dr. Crystal Chanel, who's battling cancer, the little 9-year-old battling cancer, Christina. Lord, we lift up her to you, Father God. all of those, Heavenly Father, that are battling cancer. Roy, as well, we lift him up to you, Father God. We lift up our Aunt Norma Moore to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for everyone. And as it was shared earlier by Mother Pat, yes, Lord, we know cancer has a name. And Lord God, your word already declares and decrees that at the name of Jesus Christ, everything that has a name has got to bow. So we thank you, Father God, in advance for touching and healing and removing and destroying every cancer cell, no matter what type of cancer it may be, Father God. Your word tells us that whatsoever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose, Heavenly Father, shall be loosed in heaven. So right now we bind cancer. We bind the disease of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose healing over every person, Father God, that is battling cancer right now, and those that have been shared with us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as you, Jesus Christ himself said, be it unto you according to your faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. Speak, kill, and stand and believe and know, Heavenly, that power of our God. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we speak healing, yes, Lord, to every person, Lord God, that was shared tonight that may be battling not only cancer but any other type of sickness or illness, Lord God. We speak healthy hearts, Lord God, to those that are battling heart disease, such as Andre Moore, Lord God, and anyone else, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you also, Heavenly Father, as we lift those up. I want to pray for our young people. I pray for them that the Lord gives them guidance, yes, that he gives them direction through the Holy Spirit. Many of them are so seeking a direction and don't know which way to go. But I'm telling you that just go to the feet of our Heavenly Father. He is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. He's the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And if you're seeking the way to go, follow after Jesus. I promise you he won't lead you wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord God, that you provide guidance, that you provide direction to every young person, Lord God, college student, those that are out there that are preparing for graduation from high school and colleges. Give them your guidance, Lord. Let them know that they can trust in you. Send ministering angels, Father God. Yes, God, to encamp round about them, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and provide them, Lord God. You let them your way, your direction. Let your plan and purpose go forth in their lives in Jesus' name. We also pray, Lord God, for every family that's on this line tonight, Lord. I lift up the Gallo family, the Manley family, the Green family, the Britt family, the McCree family, the Whitehurst family, the Glasscock family, the Cushing family, the family of caller number 5751, in Jesus' name, and every person that's on this line. Any unspoken prayer requests, Lord God, you know, Father God, even the hairs that are numbered on our heads, Lord God, you, Lord God, meet them at their point of need, Father God. Oh, yes, we give you all the praise tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer warrior, Lord God, that thought it not robbery, Father God, but to come before you, bombarding the gates of heaven with prayers as we stand in the prayer of agreement, knowing, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous avail much. So, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you the honor, and we give you all the glory. And now unto our God, who is able to keep you from falling, to make you stand in his presence, blameless and with great joy, to the only wise God, oh yes, Savior, be the glory, be the majesty, be the dominion, be the authority and the power in Jesus' name, both now and forevermore. And we pray, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We give him the praise, we give him all the honor, and we give him all the glory. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for every prayer request that has gone up.
Yes.
Thank you for hearing, my God.
Yes.
Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord God. Thank you that every word that has been spoken, every scripture that has been read, that, Lord God, you, yes, Lord, have already ordained your word to go forth and not return void, but accomplish everything that it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We pray these prayers and ask these things in the name that's above all names, and that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. If there is anyone that's on this line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, the Word of God says it is his will that none should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of the Lord. 10:9-10 gives us the direction, and it says that if you but just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and it just takes a simple prayer that says, Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I believe that you came to this earth and that you lived, that you died and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. I ask that you come into my heart, that you change me, that you take charge of my life for the rest of my life, creating in me a clean heart, renewing a right spirit on the inside of me. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, my brother or my sister, and you meant it with all of your heart, we welcome you into the body of Christ and the kingdom of God tonight. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. And we give God all the praise. Oh, are we? Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the praise. We ask the yes, Lord, as we close out this program tonight, that everyone, you go forth and have a marvelously blessed week in the Lord. Tell somebody in this dying world that we serve a living Savior, hallelujah, whose name is Jesus Christ. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Go forth and have a wonderful night and week in the Lord. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody.
looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater, no. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look.
lights burns, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on, I wanna run. I wanna run over. Say, fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over.